The Power of the Unspoken Word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Power of the Unspoken Word. All of us have unspoken words that we think and that we imagine, that we visualize, and we do not say, but they are very powerful. They are very significant. They bring about a most amazing results. Have you oftentimes said to another person, "What are you thinking? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking something terrible? Are you thinking something bad? Oh, ho, 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 ho. What are you thinking about? Oh, you're thinking about something good. You're thinking about some beautiful experience. Oh, my goodness sakes, you're thinking about something wonderful." Now, don't think such thoughts. "How do you know what I'm thinking, Mom?" I know what you're thinking. And don't think such thoughts. Think nice thoughts about your sister. Your sister is a wonderful girl. Your sister is a beautiful girl. She's going through all the experiences that you're going through. And sometimes a little understanding on your side is a good idea. Oh, Mom. No, sometimes a little understanding on your side is a good idea. Now, you realize that your unspoken words are just as powerful as your spoken words. And we have to be very, very, very careful with our unspoken words, because they can do a lot of wonderful and a lot of things that we might not really be happy to have done. Think about it. Think about how our unspoken words are going around doing things, and we are not really taking credit for them. And yet we know we are the one who brought them to be. Did you, with a happy thought in your mind, go into a person who was sick in bed, say, and that person was very sick in bed, and they were unconscious, and they were unaware of you, and you, in your healing attitude, you in your wholeness attitude, you look at them, and you see that body that wants to say, "Oh, this is terrible," and you look at them, and you say, "I see the Christ in you. I see the beauty in you. I see the goodness in you. I see the wonder in you. I see the wholeness in you. Oh, I see you whole and perfect." And just bubble over inside yourself. You don't have to say one single word, but just think these wonderful thoughts. And think these thoughts as you sit there at the bedside of a person who is ill, or of your child while they're sleeping and ready for a good night's sleep. And just think your thoughts. You don't have to speak them out loud. Just think, "You are the most wonderful child in the world. You are so thoughtful and so considerate. You are a genius. You are a genius. You are a genius." Yes, say that to your child, especially if they're having a little difficulty. When they're having a little difficulty, it's hard for you to see that sometimes. But you say, "You're a genius. You're a genius." You say it in your heart. You say it with those unspoken words that are so powerful. Wow. Those unspoken words do magical things. They do wonderful things. Mother looks at me, and she doesn't have to say a thing. I know what she's thinking. Well, you know what she's thinking when she's thinking happy thoughts. You know what she's thinking when she's thinking sad thoughts. You know what she's thinking every time she thinks any thought that you think you should pay attention to. Now, that's not only your mom. That's you too. That's me. That's everyone. Every thought we ever think goes positively out into the world and accomplishes that for which we think it. Now, if we think, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me," then we think peaceful thoughts about the world and about the conflicts that might be here or there, about any of the problems that go on, and we don't empower the problem, we empower the peace. Or we look at our family and we say, "Oh dear, they're going through a little tough experience here. Everyone seems to be uptight." Well, not in my heart. And so you consciously determine that you're going to think loving thoughts about your family, happy thoughts about your family, while all the family is falling apart and everything is going to misery. And you just say, "All is in divine order." You say, "This is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is joyous. Wow, wow, wow. How great this is. How wonderful this is." And peace reigns. Yes, you're quiet thoughts, not the look on your face. You don't want to have that be, that's another thing too. The look on your face talks worlds and talks volumes too. And body language talks volumes. But just the thought in your heart, the power of the unspoken word. Let's work just with that right this minute. And let's think about how the unspoken word goes out to do such wondrous things. And we want the unspoken word to go out and do things that we want done, that we are happy about, that we are thrilled about, that we are delighted about. The teacher who goes into her classroom and expects them to be uptight, they'll be that way because she expects it. If the teacher goes in the classroom and expects her class to be loving and happy and joyous and ready to, eager to be revealing the divinity and the knowledge and the wisdom that's within them, they will. You say, but I tried it. Well, keep trying it. It's you that has to change. It's you that has to get that attitude that your class is harmonious and joyful and wonderful, that your class is the superest class in the school, that your class is filled with geniuses, and they're eager to learn, they're eager to have you, yes, you as their teacher. They don't want anybody else. They don't want the other teachers down the hall who get along just fine with their teacher, with their kids. They want you. They want to have this experience with you where the power of the unspoken word comes through and says, my class is wonderful, my class is orderly, my class is fantastic, you know. And you say these things and the power of the unspoken word brings them about. Put these causes in motion and watch the magic and the miracles take place in your life, and watch how wonderful you are, how really, really, really wonderful you are, and watch how the power of the unspoken word does things in your life that change everything around from what appearances may be to what is truly in your heart. What is the power of your unspoken word? The power of your unspoken word is the magic of your heart, the magic of your healing, the magic of your wonder, the magic of you. Are you ready? Well, I'm ready for you. So go for it. Enjoy it. Know that you are that wonderful being. You are that wonderful consciousness. You are just you and your unspoken word. And that magic unspoken word is ready to go out and do magic of itself. So this day, join with me in taking my unspoken word and let its power carry out the good that my unspoken word is. The good that my unspoken word is about. The good that I am. So you all have a lovely, lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.